弟兄们平安。
Peace to you, brothers, sisters.
感谢主啊，英文部的弟兄姊妹，还有诗班我们啊带领敬拜。
Thanks to the Lord that the choirs led us with a worship.
啊，今天是特别日子。
Today is a very special day.
耶稣基督复活了。
The day of Jesus' resurrection.
那礼拜五的时候，我们感谢主，我们有一个啊非常特别的聚会。
Thanks to the Lord, we had a special gathering on Friday.
啊、我们在一起能够庆祝耶稣基督为我们、啊、的罪受死
to celebrate the death of Jesus Christ for us.
那马太福音二十七章五十一节那里告诉我们说呢，耶稣在十字架上放弃他生命的最后一刻，圣殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
Now in Matthew chapter 27 verse 51 it said that when Jesus died on the cross give up his life for usThe curtain in the temple was split in half.
那是一个极大的神迹。
It was a miracle by God.
那个麦子它不是自己裂开的，是神自己的作为，神亲自让它裂开。
Now, the curtain did not split itself. It was a split. It's the act of God.
那耶稣在十字架上为我们受死之前呢，那个麦子将圣殿里面的圣所与至圣所分开。
Now, before the death, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the curtain in the temple separate the place of holy to the holy of holy.
那至圣所里面呢，放有神的约柜，约柜是神代表。
Now, rest in the holy of holy, there is the Ark of Covenant, which represents the presence of God.
那至圣所呢是圣洁之地啊，除了大祭司一年一度一次可以进去以外，其他的人在任何时候都不可以进去。不可以靠近圣洁的神。
Now the Holy of Holies is the most holy place. Other than the high priest can enter once a year, nobody else can enter at any time.
耶稣的肉身在十字架上为我们受死之后呢，那个幔子呢已经不再需要了。
Now after Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, the curtain is no longer needed.
因为耶稣所成就的已经满足了神的公义。
Because what Jesus has accomplished has satisfied the demand of God's righteousness.
那我们跟神之间的隔阂被彻底拿走，这样我们跟他有了和平，就可以随时来到他的面前。
So the separation between us and God has been taken away. We can be reconciled with Him.
当然了，耶稣他不仅是为我们死了，他还从死里复活了。
Now Jesus not only died for us, He also resurrected.
更重要的他还会再来。
Most importantly, he will come back again.
他再来的时候，我们每一个信靠他的人都会从死里复活，会有一个不会朽坏的身体。
Now, when he comes again, everyone who trusts in him will be resurrected and will have a glorious body.
那这是与耶稣已经有关系的人所拥有的最大的安慰跟盼望。
Now, this is the greatest hope and comfort for everyone who has a relationship with God.
问题是我们自己是否已经与耶稣有了关系，我们如何跟他建立个人关系。
Now the question is, do we have a relationship with Jesus? And how do we have a relationship with Jesus?
那我们今天看一段经文，在约翰福音六章四十九到七十一节。
Now so let's read some Bible verses from the book of John chapter 6 verse 48 to 71.
那这段经文告诉我们耶稣是生命的粮。
Now those verses tell us that Jesus is the bread of life.
谁可以吃生命的粮？如何得到生命的粮？那得到生命的粮之后有什么益处？
Now, who can receive the bread of life? And what's the benefit of receiving the bread of life?
那今天经文比较长，我们就先读一下前面的一段。
Now the verse is very long, so we're only going to read a few verses out of it.
我来读一下中文，请刘雷弟兄读英文。
Now I'm reading in Chinese, and Larry will read in English.
约翰福音六章的四十八节，耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。”
verse 48. I'm the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die.
我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
I'm the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world.
因此，犹太人彼此争论说：“这个人怎么把他的肉给我们吃呢？”
Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
耶稣说：“我实在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉，喝我血的人，就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。”
Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son,unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day."
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉、喝我血的人，常在我里面，我也常在他里面。永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着。这照样吃我肉的人，也要因我活着。
For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I'm in them. Jesus, just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me.
这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳，还是死了。
This is the bread that came down from heaven.Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever.
我们一起来祷告。天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
在你的儿子耶稣基督复活的日子，我们也可以在这里聚集。
So we can gather on the day of the resurrection of your Son.
我们求你的圣灵在这里运作，在我们心里动工。
We pray that your Holy Spirit work in us.
让你的话语可以进到我们心里面
，so that your words can enter our hearts，
挪走我们任何的拦阻
，to remove every obstacles from us，
让我们说的、听的都能够蒙你的悦纳。
So whatever we hear and what we say will be blessed by you。
奉耶稣的名
，we pray in the name of Jesus Christ。
好，约翰福音六章四十八节，耶稣说呢：“我就是生命的粮。”
Now in John chapter 6 verse 48, Jesus declared, I'm the bread of life.
那这句话呢是约翰福音第六章的核心的信息。
Now, this is the essential message of a book of chapter 6.
那这里生命当然说的是永生的生命。
Now, the life here means the life in eternity.
意思说它是永生生命的粮。
Now, Jesus declared he is the bread of the life of eternity.
实际上在前面的经文里面呢他已经、已经做了这样的宣告。
Now, as a matter of fact, he declared the such message previously.
那我们看当时那些人怎么反应的。
Now, let's look at how the people responded to his message.
在约翰福音六章的四十一和四十二节。
Let's look at John chapter 6, verse 41 to 42.
犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮，就私下议论他说：“这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他父母我们岂不认得吗？他如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的呢？”
41. And thus the Jews began to grumble about him, because he said, "I'm the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know?" How can he now say, I came down from heaven?
很显然在犹太人的心目当中呢约瑟是、耶稣的父亲那玛利亚是他的母亲。
Now obviously on the mind of Jews, that Joseph is Jesus' father and Mary is Jesus' mother.
当然我们知道耶稣呢与约瑟跟玛利亚没有任何血缘关系。
Now we know that Jesus has no blood relationship with Joseph and Mary.
因为耶稣是从圣灵感孕。
Because Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
那些犹太人他们自以为对耶稣已经很了解，实际上并非如此。
Now the Jews thought they knew Jesus very well. As a matter of fact, it's not true.
那耶稣之前呢行了各样的神迹啊，彰显了很多的记号。那些神迹记号呢都表明耶稣是从神而来，他就是神。
Now, Jesus, prior to that, Jesus has performed many miracles and has revealed many signs. All those things pointed that Jesus was from God.
那在啊第六章前面的耶稣说他是从父神而来，父神将生命赐给了他，并且借着他把生命再给别人。
Now in the previous verses of chapter 6 of John, that Jesus said that he's from God, and God has given life to him, and he will give his life to the people.
凡见了他愿意相信的人呢，就得永生。
Whoever has seen him and believing him will receive the life of eternity.
但是那些人听了以后呢，他们并不愿意相信。
However, after people hearing what he said, they did not want to believe.
那耶稣对他们充满怜悯之心，不但没有被冒犯，反而继续的耐心的教导启发他们。
But Jesus is full of mercy and compassion. He was not offended. Rather, he continued to teach them patiently.
所以他盼望那些人能愿意谦卑下来，愿意接受他这个生命之粮。
He wants the people to be humble in front of him and accept him.
那接下来我们要看一下耶稣如何继续来启发他们。
Now let's look at how Jesus continued to encourage them.
在约翰福音六章四十九和五十节这里呢，耶稣把自己与以色列人他们祖宗在旷野吃的玛纳做了一个比较。
Now here in John chapter 6 verse 49-50, that Jesus compared himself to the manna that the ancestors of Jews ate in the wilderness.
那我们知道以色列人出埃及之后呢，因为悖逆神，他们在旷野漂流了差不多40年的时间。
Now we knew that the Israelites, after they left Egypt, they wandered in the wilderness for about 40 years.
神对他们施行怜悯，每天早上为他们从天上降下一种特别的食物，叫玛纳。
Now God was merciful to them, and every day God will give them manna, a food from heaven every day.
那耶稣提醒那些犹太人说呢，你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，但是最后都死了。
Now Jesus told the people beside him that your ancestors ate manna, but yet died.
但是假如你们愿意吃我赐下的粮，就不会再死，会永远的活着。
Now, however, if you are willing to eat the bread I am giving you, then you will not die.
那接下来耶稣要用另外一种方式呢，来告诉他们什么是他的粮。
Now, next, Jesus is going to teach them with a different approach to say what is his bread.
他要借着这种方式来激发这些人，让他们好好的反思，盼望他们能够谦卑下来，能够明白，能够接受他这个生命的粮。
So he wants to use this approach to inspire them to reflect and to understand what is the bread of life.
约翰福音六章五十一节之类的，耶稣再次说他是从天上降下的粮，人若吃他的粮，就必永远活着。
Now in John chapter 6 verse 51, Jesus repeatedly saying that he is the bread of life from heaven.And whoever eats the bread will live forever.
他说他赐的粮呢，就是他的肉，并且他的肉呢，不仅是为以色列人预备的，也是为世上所有人预备的。
Now, his bread is his flesh, and his flesh is not only prepared for the Israelites, it's prepared for everyone in the world.
只要愿意，任何人都可以吃他的肉。
If willing, everyone can eat of it.
那耶稣在这邀请每个人都要吃他的肉，这样他这样说，那些人会怎么反应
？Now Jesus is inviting everybody to eat his flesh. Now how did the people respond?
所以约翰福音六章五十二节这里说，因此犹太人彼此争论说，这个人怎么把他的肉给我们吃呢
？Now in John chapter 6 verse 52 says here, then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
很显然，听了耶稣的话，这些人都非常吃惊，都炸锅了。
Now, after hearing what Jesus said, all the people responded very sharply.
他们在那议论，这个人说什么呀？太癫狂了！怎么让我们吃他的肉呢
？Now they're arguing that, hey, what this man's talking about? He's crazy. How could we eat his flesh?
我想，假如我们当时在场的话，我们很可能有同样的反应。
Now, you know, imagine if we were there and the same, we very likely would respond in the same way.
耶稣怎么会让人吃他的肉？他的肉真可吃吗
？Now, how could Jesus give his flesh for people to eat? Is this his flesh is real food?
在回答这个问题之前呢，我们先看看耶稣的肉有什么样的功效，吃他的肉有什么好处
？Now, before we answer this question, let's think about what kind of power does Jesus' flesh has.And how can you benefit by eating his flesh?
约翰福音六章五十三节这里， 耶稣说，我实在在的告诉你们。
Now in John chapter 6 verse 53, then Jesus said, I tell you, I very truly tell you.
这是耶稣常常喜欢用的词汇，实在在就是真真实实，的确是这样的。
Now, very truly is the word, a phrase that Jesus used very often. It means it's real, it's indeed.
那耶稣这里不仅提到他的肉，还提到他的血。
Now, Jesus not only mentioned his flesh, also mentioned his blood.
在这耶稣先从反面来说呢，不吃他的肉，不喝他血的人呢，会是什么情况？
Now, Jesus started by using from the opposite side and saying that what would happen to a person if he doesn't eat, feed on his flesh and drink his blood.
假如人不愿意吃他的肉，不愿意喝他的血，就没有生命在他们里面。
Now, if one does not want to eat his flesh and drink his blood, there's no life in them.
很显然，这里生命还是讲的永生的生命。
Now, the life here means the life in eternity.
那么接下来，耶稣从正面的角度来说呢？人为什么要吃？当吃他的肉，当喝他的血。
Now next, Jesus used and tell people from the direct angle why one need to eat his flesh and drink his blood.
那约翰福音六章五十四到五十六节这里这样说：吃我肉、喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉、喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
Now, verse 54, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up in the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in them.
意思说呢，凡愿意吃他的肉、喝他血的人，一定会有永生的生命。
Now, Jesus said here that whoever is willing to eat his flesh and drink his blood is guaranteed with eternal life.
并且在末日时候，他会让吃他肉、喝他血的人呢，从死里复活。
And not only this, also that he will raise the people who die, raise the people who eat his flesh and drink his blood on the last day.
什么是末日？
Now, what is the last day?
耶稣复活升天以后，一直到他第二次再来的时候，这一段时间呢？都可以说是末日。
Now, the time period from the death, from the resurrection, from ascension of Jesus Christ to heaven to his second coming is considered the last day.
那不过这里讲的末日，具体说是耶稣第二次再来的那个时候。
Now, specifically, the last day here means the day of Jesus' second coming.
耶稣说呢，他第二次再来的时候，所有吃他肉、喝他血的人，他们的身体都会从死里复活。会有一个新的不会朽坏的身体。
And Jesus said here, when he comes again, and anyone who has eat his flesh and drink his blood, their body will be resurrected, and they will have a body that will not perish.
那个身体呢，是跟复活的耶稣的身体是一样的，是一个荣耀的身体。
Now that body is the same body that Jesus had after his resurrection, and it's a glorious body.
那在五十六节这里呢，耶稣说了，吃他肉、喝他血的那些人呢？会常在他里面，他也会常在他们里面。
Now in verse 56 says here that Jesus said that whoever eats his blood, that eats his flesh and drinks his blood, will remain in him and he in them.
那这个常呢，不是经常哈，不是说有时候在里面，有时候不在里面。
Now the word remain here means does not mean just come over to visit. Sometimes comes, sometimes doesn't.
它是一个常态，是一直是那个样子。
The remain meaning here, he stays there forever.
所以耶稣告诉我们呢，一个人一旦吃了他的肉和他的血，他一直会在那个人里面，那个人呢也一直会在他的里面，那种关系是永恒的，是不会分割的。
Now, Jesus telling us that once a person eats his flesh and drinks his blood, he will remain in that person, and that person will remain in Jesus. That relationship is not separable.
换句话说呢，吃耶稣的肉喝耶稣血的人呢？生命已经跟耶稣融在了一起。
Now, in other words, that whoever eat Jesus' blood and drink his eat his flesh and drink his blood is his life is blended with Jesus' life.
正如在加拉太书二章二十节那里有些经文所说的。
Just as said in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
保罗在这说，他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with a cross. I no longer live, but Jesus lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以保罗在这儿讲得很清楚，对已经与基督已经有关系的人来说呢，我们已经跟他同钉十字架，现在在我们里面活着的不再是我们自己的生命，而是耶稣基督的生命在我们里面活着。
Now, Paul made it very clear here that whoever has a relationship with Jesus has been crucified with him on the cross, and the one that lives in our body is no longer ourselves, it rather is Jesus Christ living in us.
那回到约翰福音五啊六章五十六节这里说呢，耶稣告诉我们说呢，一旦吃他的肉，喝了他的血呢，他就永远会住在我们里面，我们呢也会永远在他里面。
Now, come back to John chapter 6, verse 56. Jesus told us that once you eat his flesh and drink his blood, he will remain in us, and we will remain in him.
那主耶稣的生命从哪里来的？生命的源头在哪里？
Now, where does Jesus' life come from? And where's the source of life?
约翰福音六章的五十七到五十八和五十八节，这里说，永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着，这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳还是死了。
John chapter 6 verse 57. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died.But he who feeds on this bread will live forever.
那在以色列人的观念里面呢，父神是永活的，他是赐生命的生命的神，生命是从他而来。
Now, the Israelites understanding that the Father God is a living God. He gave life. He's the God of giving lives, and all life come from him.
那耶稣说呢，他是因父神而缘故呢活着。那他在告诉我们什么？那位永活的父呢，将生命赐给派他来，将生命赐给他，让他将永生赐给人。
Now, Jesus is telling everyone that the living God sent him to the world, so he can give him a life, so he can give his life to them.
那么这样呢，凡愿意吃耶稣的肉、喝耶稣血的人呢，就会因为他而活着。
Now, anyone who's willing to eat Jesus' flesh and drink his blood will live because of Jesus.
在第五十八节呢，耶稣再强调，他是从天上降下来的生命的粮，人吃了他的粮就必永远活着。再一次强调。
Now in verse 58, Jesus emphasized again, He is the bread, came down from heaven, and whoever eats his bread will live forever.
同时来提醒那些犹太人呢，说他们的祖宗在旷野吃过天上来的玛纳，但是最后孩子都死了。
Now he reminded the Jews again that their ancestors ate manna from heaven, yet they died.
所以耶稣在这儿要让那些人明白，他们心里面看为宝贵的玛纳呢，只能满足人的肉体的需要，只能让人的肉身活着。
Now Jesus wanted people to understand that the precious manna can only satisfy the physical need of a person and only make a physical body to live.
但是他赐下的这个粮呢是有永恒的效果，他的粮呢可以满足人灵力的需要，可以赐给人永生的生命。
But the bread he gives has a effect of eternity, and his bread will satisfy the need of our spiritual body.
问题是人要不要吃他的赐下的粮
？Now the question here is, do people want to eat the bread he gives?
那在约翰福音六章五十九节这里呢，作者约翰刻意的交代一下，主耶稣讲这一番话的时候呢，是在加百农的一个会堂里面。
Now, in John chapter 6 verse 59, Jesus, John, the author John, explained here that when Jesus talked about it, it happened in a synagogue of Capernaum.
那加百农我们知道是耶稣传讲天国福音的大本营，他出来服事之后呢，在那儿花的时间最多。
Now we know that Capernaum is the base camp for Jesus' ministry. After he came out for the ministry, that he spent most his time there.
啊，顺便提醒了那个会堂呢，今天还在那个地方，到以色列去学习参观的人一定会去那个会堂。
Now, I want to let you know that the synagogue is still there, and whoever visits Israel, we would like to visit that synagogue.
那说说讲到这里呢，有人心里面一定有问题。上面就是在经文里面，耶稣多次重复说，他的肉是可以吃的，他的血是可以喝的，并且劝告每个人都要吃他的肉，喝他的血。
Now, many people might have a question here. In the previous verses, then Jesus repeatedly telling us that his flesh is real food, his blood is real drink, and he encouraged everybody to eat his flesh and drink his blood.
什么是耶稣的肉？什么是他的血？
Now, what is Jesus' flesh and blood?
是啊，这里经文已经给我们讲了，就是他，就是生命之粮，就是他自己。
Now, the previous verses told us that the flesh and the blood of Jesus is the bread he gives, is himself.
So, 吃他的肉，喝他的血呢，就是吃他的粮，就是吃耶稣。
Now, eat his flesh and drink his blood is means eat the food he gives, and eat, which means eat Jesus.
我们怎么能够吃到耶稣，怎么能够吃到这个生命的粮？
Now, the question here is, how can we eat the bread this life, and how can we eat Jesus?
那答案呢，在约翰福音啊前面第六章的三十五节。
Now the answer is lays in the John chapter 6:35.
那你说，耶稣说呢，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
So then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and who believes in me will never be thirsty."
那从这些经文来看呢，我们如何能吃到耶稣的肉？如何能喝到他的血？
Now, based on these verses here, how can we eat Jesus' flesh, and how can we drink his blood?
或者说我们如何吃到耶稣，吃到他的粮？
How can we eat this bread of life?
很简单，就是到耶稣那里去，信靠他，就是吃他的肉，喝他的血。
Now, it's actually very simple. Just go to Jesus and trust in him. That means is eating Jesus' flesh and drink his blood.
换句话说，要想吃到生命之粮，我们必须要信靠耶稣，必须要到他面前。
In other words, if you want to receive this bread of life, you must trust in Jesus and come before him.
那什么叫信靠耶稣？信靠耶稣什么呢？在下面我们会提到。
Now, what does it mean to do by trusting Jesus? And what do we trust him for?
那对前面耶稣说的吃他的肉喝他的血这样的教导呢，存在一些错误的解释和理解。
Now, to Jesus, to the words that what Jesus said about eating his flesh and drink his blood, there are many wrong teachings and explanations.
比如说那个天主教的人，他们会按照字面的意思呢来理解和接受耶稣在这里的教导。
For example, the Catholics understood those verses very literally.
他们把那个吃耶稣的肉和他的血呢直接与圣餐连在一起。
So they confuse of eating his flesh and drink his blood and the Holy Communion as one.
那我们知道，在最后月节的晚餐上，耶稣为我们设立了圣餐的仪式，他用饼代表他的身体。用那个葡萄汁呢，代表他的血。
Now we know at the Last Supper of the Passover, then Jesus established the ceremony of Holy Communion. He used the bread to represent his body, the wine to represent his blood.
那对我们基督徒来说呢，我们知道这个饼跟葡萄汁呢，只是一个标志。
Now to our Christians here, the bread and the wines are just a symbol.
但是对天主教的人来说呢，意义完全不一样。
Now, to the Catholics, the meanings are totally different.
那他们看来呢，就是圣父祷告为圣餐祷告之后呢，那个饼真的是变成了耶稣的肉身的身体，那个葡萄汁呢就变成了耶稣的血。
To them, after the priest consecration, the bread has really become Jesus' physical body, and the wines become Jesus' blood.
换句话说呢，对他们来讲呢，领受饼跟杯的时候，他们相信呢，他们真的是在吃耶稣的肉，喝他的血。
In other words, when they receive the bread and the cup, they truly believe that they are really eating the flesh of Jesus and drink the blood of Jesus.
听起来非常不可思议，对不对？很显然，这样的观念呢，不符合圣经的教导。
Obviously, the teaching does not agree with the teaching of the Bible.
那么回到约翰福音第六章这里呢，耶稣劝告每个人都吃他的肉，喝他的血。
Now here, come back to the book of John, chapter 6. Jesus encouraged everybody to eat his flesh and drink his blood.
那些人听了以后都有什么样的反应？他们能不能接受？
Now, how did the people respond? Could they accept it?
约翰福音六章的六十节，这里说，他的门徒中有好些人听见，就说，这话甚难，谁能听呢？
Now in John chapter 6 verse 60, on hearing it, many of his disciples said, this is a hard teaching, who can accept it?
那这里的门徒呢，是在广义上的门徒，因为在当时有很多人呢，都跟在耶稣的身边。
Now the disciples here means the disciples in general, and that time there are many followers by Jesus' side.
那其中一定有一些人已经明白了，接受了耶稣这个生命之粮，承认他的身份地位，并且已经认罪悔改。接受生命之粮为他们的救主。
Now many people among them understood and accept Jesus' identity and status and repented and accept Jesus as the savior of their life.
当然，其中也有很多人呢，他们已经他们没有真正认识耶稣，没有相信，没有接受他。
Now yet there are many others who did not truly know him and did not believe and accept him.
那这里说，那些人听了耶稣的教导之后呢，就说这个话太难了，甚难，怎么能谁能听呢？
Now, after hearing what Jesus said, many people responded by saying that his teachings too so hard, and who can accept it?
那么这里说的那好些人都是什么样的人呢？
Now, who are those people?
那么约翰福音前面的经文告诉我们，当中很多人呢都见过耶稣行了各样的神迹，包括五饼二鱼，包括他让一个瘫痪38年的人起来行走。
Now, in the previous verses of the book of John, many of those people have witnessed the miracles Jesus performed, including he feed a large crowd of people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and also to make a person who was paralyzed for 38 years to walk.
很显然，其中很多人他们心眼还都是瞎的，他们看不见那些神迹可以彰显耶稣的身份、地位和权柄。
Now,Obviously, those people are blind in their heart. They did not see all those miracles revealed Jesus' identity, status, and authority.
他们还不相信耶稣是神的儿子，是他们也不相信耶稣是可以带给人永生。
No, they did not yet believe that Jesus is a God, is a son of God, and he will bring eternal life to people.
那这些人觉得这个耶稣的教导实在太难了，根本没法接受。
So they felt that Jesus' teaching was too hard. They couldn't accept it.
那耶稣怎么回应这些人呢？
Now, how did Jesus respond to them?
约翰福音六章六十一节，耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说：“这话叫你们厌弃吗？倘或你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？”
Now, in John chapter 6, verse 61, aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, Does this offend you? Then, what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?
那些人只是在那儿私下议论，耶稣就知道他们在干什么。这表明什么？耶稣是全知全能的神。
Now, those people are just grumbling in their heart privately, but yet Jesus knew what they were thinking. So that says here, that tells us that Jesus is the all-knowing, all-power God.
既然那些人他们都不愿意相信，耶稣完全可以不再理会他们，不需要在他们身上再花时间，是不是？
Now, those people did not believe him, and then Jesus can choose to ignore them and not waste any time on them.
但是耶稣呢，对他们充满怜悯之心呢，继续来启发他们。
Now yet Jesus is filled with compassion and mercy for them, and continue to inspire them.
他对他们说了：“就因为我这样说，你们就厌弃我吗？”
Now he told them that you are offended because I said this.
那这儿有个注解，那个厌弃的就是跌倒。
Now be offended means there's annotation for it, meaning is be stumble.
那耶稣问这些人，因为我这样说，你们就跌倒了吗？你们还会看到更奇妙的事情发生呢？
Now Jesus asked them, okay, because what I said, you stumbled. Now you will see more miraculous things.
耶稣在这里讲，他说，假如我告诉你们，以后你们看见人子。升到他原来所在的地方，你们会怎么想？
Now, Jesus is saying that, what if you see the Son of Man ascend to heaven to where he was before? What would you think?
So, 人子当然说是耶稣，耶稣常常称他自己为人子。
Now, Son of Man here is Jesus. Jesus often called himself the Son of Man.
他的圣子，神的道，神的话，成了肉身的人。
He's the Son of God. He's God's Word. His words become flesh.
那耶稣在这里说什么呢？
Now, what is Jesus talking about here?
他在讲他会复活升天，他不仅会死在十字架上，他会从死里复活。
Now, he's saying that he will be resurrected and ascend to heaven. And he's not only going to die on the cross, but also he will be risen from the dead.
他在告诉那些人，将来你们有一些人会亲眼看见我升天离开，到那个时候你们会相信吗？
Now, Jesus is telling them, and one day you will see with your own eyes, then I will ascend to heaven, and that time would you believe?
所以耶稣在这里一直在启发他们，一直在预备他们的心。
Now, Jesus continued to inspire them to prepare their heart.
所以他在告诉他们将来会发生的事情。
Now, he's telling them what's going to happen in the future.
他让这些人呢把心思也放在属灵的事上，不要放在俗世的，放在肉体的身上。
He's reminding everybody to focus their eyes and mind on spiritual things, not on the worldly things.
因为他这样说的原因呢，当中有好多人来找他的目的，就是因为吃饼得饱。
Now, Jesus saying this because many people among them come to seek Jesus because they want to be fed.
在前面呢，耶稣说他们是为了能朽坏的食物来找他。
Now, for the perishable food.
耶稣在提醒他们呢。能坏的食物的，像玛拿一样的，只会对肉体有帮助，没法解决永生的问题。
Now Jesus reminded them that a perishable food, such as manna, can only help their physical body and can never give them the solution for eternity.
那一个人如何可以保持永远活着呢
？Now how can a person live forever?
约翰福音六章六十三节这里说，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Now John chapter 6 verse 63, the Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life.
那这里的活着是永远的活着，是永生。
Now to live, the life means here the life in eternity. It's eternal life.
叫人活着乃是灵，更好的翻译说是圣灵赐给人永生的生命。
Now, the better translation means is the Holy Spirit will give people eternal life.
那耶稣说呢，肉体是无益的，他是从永恒的角度来讲的。
Now, when Jesus said that the flesh counts for nothing, he said it so from the perspective of eternity.
那从永恒的角度来讲呢，这个肉体是没有价值的啊，是临时的。
Now, from the perspective of eternity, the body has no benefit, no value.
意思说呢，他的话就是灵，就是生命。从圣经记载来看呢，这是耶稣第一次这样宣称，他的话呢就是灵就是圣灵。
Here Jesus saying that what he said is the Spirit, is life. Now, based on the recordings in the Bible, that this is the first time Jesus declared his words is Holy Spirit.
那我们信的神呢是三位一体的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵，三个不同的位格是一位神。
Now the God we believe in is a Trinity God. There's Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit of three personality.
那每一个位格呢都是灵。
Now every personality is spirit.
那耶稣呢是圣子，神的道，神的话，成了肉身的人。
Now, Jesus is the Son, is God's Word, and is God's words become flesh.
这样他说的话呢，就是灵，就是生命。
Now, the words he's spoken is a spirit, is life.
我们之所以能够认识神，就是因为圣子道成肉身的耶稣基督。
We can come to know God just because the Son.Whose words become flesh, Jesus Christ.
那约翰福音一章十八节呢，告诉我们呢，从来没有人见过神，只有在父里面的独生子耶稣基督将他表明出来。
Now in John chapter 1 verse 18, told us that nobody has seen God, but only the only Son who's in the arms of the Father has made God known.
所以耶稣基督是神的显现，荣光的显现，看见了他就是看见了神。
Now, Jesus is the glory, the rays of God, and see Him is seeing God.
所以听见了他的话呢，就是听见了神的话。
And hearing His word is seeing the words of God.
信靠接受他的话呢，就是吃了生命的粮，就得到了永生的生命。
Trusting His words is receiving the bread of life.
但是呢，不是每个人都愿意吃他的粮，不是每个人都愿意相信耶稣是生命的粮。
However, not everyone is willing to eat this bread of life.
约翰福音六章六十四到六十五节，只是你们中间有不信的人。耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。耶稣又说：“所以我对你们说过，若不是父啊蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。”
Now in John chapter 6 verse 64, yet there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them.
所以当时有很多人跟在耶稣身边，那从耶稣说的我们知道，当时其中有很多人并不相信他。
Now we know that at that time there are many people follow Jesus by his side. But based on what Jesus is saying that, we know that many of them did not believe in him.
那作者约翰呢，在这儿一个解释说明，这是约翰福音的一个特点。
Now, the author John made some annotations here, which is a unique feature of the book of John.
就是在记载一件事情发生的时候呢，他常常是根据后来发生的事情提前来解释一下。
Now, when he's recording a certain event, and John would explain ahead of time what's going to happen in the future.
当耶稣说他们中间有不信的人这句话的时候，约翰当时并不知道耶稣说的到底是谁。
Now, when Jesus said there's some among you do not believe, when he said this, John at that time didn't know who Jesus referring to.
那后面的经文会告诉我们，那些不信人当中呢，有一个人就叫犹大。
Now, the later verses tell us that among the non-believers is Judas.
那约翰在这里强调了，从开始的时候，耶稣就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。
Now, John emphasized here that at the very beginning, Jesus knew who did not believe in him, who was going to betray him.
那再次写明了，耶稣是全知的，他知道我们每个人的心思意念。
Now, this testified again that Jesus is all-knowing. He knows what on everybody's mind.
那在六十五节这里呢，耶稣再次强调，假如不是父神的恩典，没有人能到他那里去。
Now in verse 65, Jesus reminds us again that it's not for the God's grace. Nobody can come to Jesus.
父神是主动的一方，没有父神的主动的拣选和怜悯，我们不可能认识他，不可能到耶稣面前认他为主。
Now God is the active side, and without God's selection and mercy, nobody can know him, and nobody will accept Jesus as Lord.
因为什么？我们不管我们做什么。我们就达不到神圣洁的标准。
It's because no matter how hard we do, we can never reach the standard set by God.
我们只能凭着信心来接受神的恩典。
So therefore, we can only accept God's salvation by faith.
那听了耶稣的话之后呢，身边那些人都是怎么反应的？
Now, after hearing what Jesus said, how did the people beside him responded?
约翰福音六章六十六节。从此，他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
Now in John chapter 6 verse 66, from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
那些退去不再跟耶稣再同行的人都是什么人呢？
Now the people who turned back and no longer followed him, who are those people?
两种人。
Now there are two kinds of people.
第一种呢，就是他们跟随了耶稣一段时间，明白了他的教导，但是呢，没有认罪悔改，没有接受生命之粮，没有认他为主。
Now one kind of the people who have been following Jesus for for some time and understood his teachings, but did not repent and not accept the bread of life. It did not acknowledge Jesus as our Savior.
我们前面讲过，这个门徒是一个广义的门徒啊，并不代表他是信了。所以这些人呢，他们认为耶稣的教导太难了，没法接受，就离他而去。
Now the disciples mentioned here is a disciples in general, and many of them felt that Jesus' teaching was too hard and could not be accepted, so they turned away and left him.
那第二种人是什么人呢？
Now who are the second kind of people?
就是他们已经啊承认接受了耶稣的身份地位和教导，并且已经认罪悔改，已经接受信靠了生命之粮。
Now these people have accepted Jesus' identity, status, and teaching, and repented, and accept the bread of life.
换句话说，他们是已经信主的人。
In other words, they are believers.
这些人呢，跟随耶稣一段时间之后呢，发现这个代价太大，他们也退去，不再与耶稣同行。
Now, after they followed Jesus for some time, they found out that they felt it's too costly to follow him, so they turned and no longer walk with him.
当然，我们不能断定这些人呢以后不会再回头。
Now we're not sure those people that will not come back to Jesus again.
看到眼前的景况，耶稣就转过身来对另外一些人讲话。
Seeing what's happening, and Jesus turned around and spoke to yet another group of people.
约翰福音六章六十七节。耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
Now in John chapter 6 verse 67, and Jesus, you do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12.
那个时候，耶稣把目光放在了十二个使徒的身上。
Now the Jesus laid his eyesight on those two 12 disciples.
他要直接挑战他们，直截了当问他们：“你们也要去吗？”
Now he wanted to challenge them, ask them directly, "You do not want to leave, too, do you?"
这是一个强有力的问题，是一个挑战。
This is a very powerful question. It's a challenge.
当时十二个使徒已经跟随耶稣有两年多的时间。
Now the 12 disciples had followed Jesus for about 2 years.
天天跟耶稣吃喝拉撒一起过。
They had spent all their hours with Jesus.
他们见过各样的神迹，也领受了各样的教导。
They have witnessed many miracles and heard many teachings.
他们会如何回答耶稣的问题？你们也要去吗？
Now, how would they respond to Jesus' question, or do you want to leave also?
约翰福音六章六十八节，西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。”
Now, in John chapter 6, verse 68, Simon Peter answered him.Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God.
又是彼得在开口讲话。
Now it's Peter again who's speaking here.
因为从圣经记载看呢，每一次啊，耶稣与每一次跟门徒对话的时候，基本上都是彼得先开口。
Now in the Bible, whenever Jesus have a dialogue with his disciples, it's almost Peter who is the first one to speak.
彼得在这儿称耶稣为主，这个主呢是神，是创造掌管宇宙的主宰。
Now here Peter called Jesus the Lord. The Lord here means God who is the sovereignty creates and governs the universe.
很显然，彼得已经非常清楚耶稣的身份，他现在非常明白耶稣有生命之道，是神的圣者。
Now obviously.Peter knew Jesus' identity very well. He understood in his heart that Jesus has the word of life, is the Holy One of God.
那这里的神的圣者是特指的是位以的那位圣者。
Now the Holy One means is the specific one, is the Holy One.
彼得说他们已经信了，那彼得他们信什么呢？
Now Peter said they have believed. Now,What did Peter and what did Peter believe in?
那这里的信呢，说的不仅是知道和相信耶稣的身份、地位和权柄，更是包括接受了他是生命的粮，更重要是他们已经认罪悔改， 接受耶稣是他们生命的救主。
Now the belief here meaning that not only they have accepted Jesus' identity, his status, his authority, also they have accepted him as the bread of life. Furthermore, they have repented and accept Jesus as the savior of their life.
不过呢，十二个使徒当中呢，有一个人是例外的，耶稣心里面也非常清楚。
Now we know Jesus knew very clearly that there is one exception here among the 12 disciples.
约翰福音六章六啊七十和七十一节，耶稣说：“我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒吗？但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。”耶稣这话是指着加略人西门的儿子犹大说的，他本是十二个门徒里的一个，后来要卖耶稣的。
In John chapter 6, verse 70.Then Jesus replied, Have I not chosen you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil. He meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, who, though one of the 12, was later to betray him.
在这里耶稣称犹大是魔鬼。
Now here, Jesus called Judas the devil.
他这样讲并不是说那个犹大本身就是魔鬼，而是说他是属魔鬼的，他是被魔鬼使用的。
Now he says so because not because he believed that Judas is the devil himself. It's because Judas belongs to the devil. He's in the service of the devil.
那后面约翰福音第九章啊那里，耶稣会告诉我们，世上只有两种人。
Now in John chapter 9, it told us that there are two kinds of people in this world.
一种人呢是属神的人，另外一种人呢就是属魔鬼的人。
There's one kind of people who belong to God, and another group belong to the devil.
那从这里记载来看呢，当耶稣说十二个使徒里面有一个是魔鬼的时候，作者约翰当时也是不知道耶稣说的到底是谁，他后来才知道的。
Now here, when Jesus said, "There's one among the 12 disciples, there's one is the devil," and John didn't know who Jesus was referring to.
耶稣问十二个使徒，你们也要去吗？
Now, Jesus asked the 12 disciples, do you want to leave also?
当时只有彼得公开表了态，其他的使徒没有讲话。
Now, only Peter answered with a positive attitude, and no, the other disciples did not speak.
什么原因他们没讲话？
Now, for what reasons they did not speak?
圣经没有记载。
Now, there's no recordings in the Bible.
作者约翰在这里给我们留下了一个悬念。
Now the author John left us a suspense.
我相信圣经这样记载有它非常特别的目的。
Now I believe there is a special purpose for Bible to record this like this.
什么目的呢？
Now what is the purpose?
耶稣在期望你跟我回答这个问题。
Now Jesus expect you.And me to respond to his question here.
假如耶稣现在问你，你也要去吗？
Now,
你会怎么回答？
Now, if Jesus asked you, do you want to leave also? How would you respond?
假如我们留意一下，我们会发现呢，有一些信主的人呢，曾经是固定参加教会的聚会。
Now, if you paid attention, you would notice that there are many.People who used to come to church regularly.
但是因为各种各样的原因呢，他们都离耶稣而去，离开了教会。
But for whatever reasons, they left Jesus and left the church.
求神怜悯我们，我们自己呢，不要成为那样的人。
May God have mercy on us, so we don't become people like that.
那我们当中也有些人呢，已经来到教会，来到团契参加一段聚会，但是呢，还没有到耶稣面前。还没有信靠他。
Now, also among us, there are many of you have become into the church and our fellowship regularly for some time, but yet has to come to Jesus, has not yet to trust in Him.
假如是你是这样的人呢？你今天听了神的话语以后，你是否也会觉得甚难，没有办法接受
？Now, if you're such a person after you hear God's words, would you?Feel that it's very hard, it's hard to accept.
你是不是也会离耶稣而去？
Would you leave Jesus and walk away?
假如你觉得神的话语非常难理解，我盼望你继续寻求，只要愿意， 最后一定会明白。
Now, if you God's words are hard to understand, I encourage you to continue to seek. If you want us willing to seek in humility, you will understand in the end.
我们当中有很多人啊，信主很多年了。
Now, also among us, many of you are believers for many years.
问题是我们是不是常常的跟弟兄姊妹在一起，是不是常常来教会一起聚会呢？
Now, the question I want to ask is, do you come spend time with the brothers and sisters regularly? Do you come to church gatherings often?
我们是否常常研读神的话语，还有我们是否尽心尽力在使用神给我们的恩赐呢？
Do you read God's words often? And are you giving up the gift and God's blessed with you full-heartedly?
假如我们对这些问题的回答都是否定的，
If your answers to the questions are negative,
是不是表明你和我常常离耶稣而去？
Doesn't it mean that we are turned away and turned from Jesus and walked away?
有人可能说我没有离耶稣而去。
Now, some people may say, no, I did not turn away and leave Jesus.
因为我常常来教会聚会，参加主日敬拜、失败练习、团契查经，所以我没有离耶稣而去，我常常与耶稣同行。
Because I come to church regularly. I come to worship, I come to choir practice, I come to fellowship, Bible studies. So I'm walking with Jesus, I'm not leaving him.
当我们做这些事的时候，是不是就表明我们没有离耶稣而去呢？
Now the question I ask you here is when you're doing all these things, does that mean you did not leave Jesus?
我们的身体的确是来到了教会。
Yes, truly, your physical body is here in the church.
问题是我们里面的人，我们的心是不是在这里？
Now, the question here is the person living in you, your heart, if it is here or not.
我们的心是不是已经离耶稣而去了？
Has our heart leave Jesus and walked away?
比如说我们在这里敬拜、听到、参加主日学、查经的时候，我们在干什么？
Now, when we are in service, when you're listening to the sermon and the Sunday schools and Bible studies, what were you doing?
我们在听神的话语，还是在做别的事儿？
Were you listening to God's words or doing something else?
在这样聚会的时候，你有没有在干别的事情？有没有在聚会的时候给别人发短信？
Now, did you do something else during the gatherings? Did you message somebody during sermons?
我们敢不敢诚实招来？
Now, can't you tell the truth from your heart?
那我们当中呢，有一些年轻人哈，很快就要离开父母，要上大学读书了。
Now, among us, many of the young people will leave their parents and go to study universities.
你们很多很多人从小的时候就跟着父母一起来到教会聚会。
Now, many of you started to come to church when you were little.
上了大学以后，你会遇到各种各样的挑战。
Now, once you go to college, you'll face many challenges.
有各种社会的潮流，这种思潮都会影响你的心。
There are many trends, any fashions would affect your thought.
在那个环境里面，你会不会离耶稣而去？
Now, when you're in that environment, will you leave Jesus and walk away?
那有些数据显示，在高中读书期间呢，来教会聚会，甚至已经信主的年轻人当中，有超过一半的人，他们上了大学以后呢，都会离耶稣而去，不再参加教会团契的聚会。
Now, there are some statistics telling us that many of the high school students who used to come to church regularly.And we would, and about more than half of them, after they go to college, they will leave. They're no longer attend church and the fellowship services, and they walk away from Jesus.
我盼望你呢，上了大学以后呢，不要成了他们当中的一位。
I hope that you do not become one of those once you go to college.
到了大学以后呢，不会离耶稣而去。将来工作以后呢，也不会离耶稣而去。
I hope when you're in college, you don't walk away from Jesus. And also, I hope once you start working with a new job, you do not leave Jesus and walk away.
盼望在耶稣基督复活的日子呢，让神的话语再一次来提醒我们。
I hope in this day of resurrection that God's words remind us again.
耶稣说他是生命的粮，每一个人都可以吃。
Now, Jesus said he's the bread of life. Everyone can feed on it.
每个人都可以到他面前来信靠他。
Everybody can come before him and trust in him.
凡愿意吃他的粮，信他的人呢，就会有永生，像他一样，将来还会复活。
Now, anyone who eats the bread and trusts in him will have eternal life, and it will be resurrected in the last day.
不愿意吃的人呢，会受到很大的亏损，因为不吃生命之粮的人，不信的人呢，他们的罪没有得到赦免。
Now, whoever refuses to eat him will suffer great loss because the non-believers, their sins are not forgiven.
他们跟神还是隔绝的，所面临的是永远的死亡。
They would be still separated from God. They will face the death of eternity.
对我们已经吃了生命之粮的人来说呢，盼我们能够继续渴慕被生命之粮喂养。
For us who has been fed on the bread of life, I hope we continue to aspire to be fed by the bread of life.
能够继续渴慕吃神的话语，让我们的属灵生命保持健康，这样我们就不会离耶稣而去。
To thirst after God's word so that we can have a healthy spiritual life so we do not walk away from Jesus.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们再次感谢你。
God, we give thanks to you again.
你将你的生命之粮耶稣基督赐下。
You give us the bread of life, the Jesus.
生命之粮是为每个人预备的。
Now, this bread of life is prepared for everyone.
愿意吃生命之粮，愿意到耶稣面前的人，你会赐给永生。
You will give them eternal life for the people who is willing to accept the bread of life to come to before Jesus.
在末日的时候，你还会让我们复活。
And also you will be resurrected on the last day.
天父，在这个复活节的时候，你愿你的话语再一次来提醒激励我们。
Now in this day of resurrection, and we pray that your words continue to inspire us.
让你的话语来光照我们。
So your words shine upon us.
来帮助我们每天来面对一切。
To help us to face all the challenges in our daily life.
我们这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.